KSRN News. I'm John Scott. Federal Reserve officials signal that they still expect to cut their key interest rate three times in 2024. That's despite signs that inflation stayed high at the start of the year. Yet they foresee fewer rate cuts in 2025. And they slightly raised their inflation forecast. After ending their latest meeting, the Fed kept their rate unchanged for a fifth straight time. Rate cuts would, over time, lead to lower costs for home and auto loans, credit card borrowing, and business loans. Senator Ron Johnson says Republicans will have to depend on a grassroots effort to get out the vote if they want to win the 2024 elections. Bob Agnew reports.
Johnson says when it comes to campaigns, Democrats enjoy a major advantage in states like his.
They only have to concentrate on two areas.
A problem not unique to Wisconsin.
And that's true in most states, right? You've got these big blue metropolitan areas. It's a lot easier to get the voter turnout there than it is trying to go to every little town and municipality.
Johnson says securing a GOP victory in 2024 hinges on one very important question.
Are we going to turn out the vote?
Senator Johnson was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, state of Georgia planning an execution tonight.
Willie James Pye was convicted of killing his former girlfriend, Alicia Lynn Yarborough, in 1993. When he was arrested, Pye denied knowing anything about the woman's death. One of the suspects, a teenager, reached a plea deal with prosecutors and testified. Another pleaded guilty to charges and got five life prison sentences. Pye is scheduled to be executed at 7 o'clock this evening. His lawyers say he's intellectually disabled and that his childhood was characterized by neglect and abuse. I'm Rita Foley.
And the Dow had 158 points, the NASDAQ up 78. This is SRN News. The crisis in Haiti putting Christian missionaries in danger.
The Caribbean nation has never been a particularly safe place for the spread of the gospel, but with the outbreak of a kind of civil war between violent gangs there, Haiti is positively deadly right now. Numerous Christian organizations provide relief and gospel preaching in the country, and some have had to evacuate. Other ministries are trying to hang on amidst the mayhem, and it may soon be impossible to remove them at all until calm is restored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A member of Congress calling on the Biden administration to take action over the persecution of Christians in Vietnam. Republican Michelle Steele of California has written a letter to the State Department urging it to designate Vietnam a country of particular concern, something that the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom does support. This is SRN News. There's been a major governmental resignation in Vietnam.
Vietnamese President Vo Van Thuong has resigned after a little over a year in the job, the Communist Party says, making him the latest senior official to leave office amid an intense anti-corruption campaign. The party has approved his resignation, writing in a statement that violations by Thuong have left a bad mark on the reputation of the Communist Party. Thuong, who's 54, became president in March 2023 to take, it was announced, political responsibility for corruption scandals during the pandemic. I'm Charles Stiletesma.
Australia receiving its most senior Chinese leadership visit in nearly 7 years, with stability a key theme of the discussions between the country's foreign ministers. China's Wang Yi met with Penny Wong on his tour of Australia and New Zealand. Relations are continuing to thaw between the two countries. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.